This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. Let's begin with a troubling incident that occurred on June 6th in Willits. At 11:10 p.m. that day, the Willits Police Department responded to reports of a hit-and-run collision involving a vehicle and a pedestrian in the 100 block of Holly Street. Upon arrival, officers found a group of juveniles providing aid to an unconscious 16-year-old male lying in the middle of the roadway. The victim, though breathing, had sustained critical injuries. Officers immediately began administering medical aid until the Little Lake Fire Department and MedStar Emergency Services arrived on the scene. Witnesses reported that a full-size pickup truck had intentionally struck the juvenile and then fled. During the investigation, Luis Morales, a Willits resident, approached officers and identified himself as the driver. Morales provided the location of the vehicle involved. After gathering statements from Morales and other witnesses, as well as reviewing security footage and collecting physical evidence, officers arrested Morales. He was booked at the Mendocino County Jail on several charges, including attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, child endangerment resulting in great bodily injury, causing great bodily injury, and hit and run with injuries. The victim was initially treated at local Howard Memorial Hospital before being flown to an out-of-area hospital for further treatment. The latest reports indicate that he is in stable condition. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and the police are asking anyone who may have witnessed the event and has not yet come forward to contact Officer Pearson or Officer Angel at 707-459-6122. Now let's turn to an important update regarding fire safety in Mendocino County and other areas across California. As of today, the Bureau of Land Management has issued seasonal fire restrictions for public lands managed by the Ukiah Field Office and the Motherlode Field Office. This decision comes in response to increasingly dry conditions and heightened wildfire danger. These restrictions are part of the year-round statewide fire prevention order and will remain in effect until further notice. The BLM-managed public lands impacted by these restrictions span multiple counties, including Mendocino. Joining these restrictions are Amador, Calaveras, Colusa, El Dorado, Glen, Lake, Marin, Mariposa, Napa, Nevada, Placer, Sacramento, Solano, Sonoma, Stanislaus, Tuolumne, Yolo, and Yuba counties. Central California District Fire Management Officer David Brinsfield emphasizes the necessity of these restrictions, saying, quote, "As temperatures rise, dry conditions escalate in these districts. We ask visitors to adhere to these restrictions to help minimize fire risks on public lands," unquote. Human activity is the leading cause of wildfires in California, responsible for 95% of all wildfires. These often occur near roadways, communities, and recreational areas, posing significant threats to public safety. Taking individual responsibility to reduce wildfire risk is crucial for protecting property, the public, and firefighters. The following restrictions are now in effect. There are no campfires, briquette, charcoal barbecues, or stove fires outside of agency-provided fire rings. There is no smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or building. There is no welding or using torches with an open flame. There are no motorized vehicles or tools powered by internal combustion engines off designated roads or trails. And there is no target shooting, as hot bullet fragments can spark wildfires. Hunting is permitted with a valid California hunting license, but the use of steel-jacketed, steel core, or incendiary ammunition is prohibited. Violating a fire prevention order can result in fines up to $100,000 and or imprisonment for up to 12 months. Restitution for fire suppression and damage costs may also be imposed on offenders. Now let's turn to the Mendocino County Library, which is celebrating a summer of learning with their summer reading program called Read, Renew, Repeat. Melissa Hannum, the Mendocino County librarian, said, quote, "Our library branches are celebrating the cycle of reading by offering books to build personal libraries at many of their events, both at the library and in the community," unquote. Studies show that having a personal collection of books supports literacy development in children and teens. This program offers more than just books. There are professional entertainers and activities focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math. Additionally, the library is going to provide free lunches during the Lunch at the Library program, funded by the California Summer Meal Coalition and the California Library Association. The library is partnered with local organizations to offer free lunches and activities to youth 18 and under. From June 25th to August 9th, the Coast Community Branch Library will provide balanced, nutritious meals each Tuesday through Friday at noon, thanks to ongoing partnerships with the Point Arena School District. There are plenty of literacy activities in store for Mendocino County Library patrons this summer. For more info, visit mendolibrary.org or contact the Mendocino County Library at 707-234-2873. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt LaFever in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.